Proclamation number 6477 of 16th of February, 1956. The way to the height not without Jesus Christ. It is not difficult for you humans to ascend if only you take my word as a guideline for your way of life. If you take my word into your heart and live accordingly. This only requires a little self-conquest, a putting aside of your own desires and cravings for the sake of your neighbor, a detachment from the material world insofar as it does not dominate your thoughts but is only used as far as your earthly life requires in order to exist. As soon as you succeed in changing your selfish love into unselfish neighborly love, you will gain more and more strength in order to cover the path upwards with ease. And in order for you to succeed in changing your selfish love into the right kind of love, I died on the cross and acquired a treasure of grace for you which you only need to use in order to be able to carry out what you plan to do. I.e., you only need to call upon me in Jesus Christ to impart the strength for the change of will and it will be given to you without limitation. Therefore you first have to believe in the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, in his crucifixion, which was a work of mercy for you, and in the human manifestation of your God and Creator of eternity, who embedded himself in the man Jesus in order to accomplish this work of mercy for you. For only when you believe in this will you also avail yourselves of the blessings of the act of salvation. You will turn to Jesus Christ in prayer and appeal for his help. And then you will truly no longer be powerless. Your will experience the strengthening you need in order to now also be able to live out my word. And you will no longer strive for any other aim than unification with me, which results in the fulfillment of my commandments of love. Hence I don't demand anything from you which is impossible, I only require faith in me in Jesus Christ. Because this faith will then guarantee you everything, because it will trustingly let you request what you lack. Strength to resist all temptations and strength to ascend. But without this faith you will remain eternally in the abyss. And you pay homage to the world and thus to the one who is Lord of this world, you will always grow more self-love within yourselves, you will pass by your fellow human beings' adversity untouched, you will never call upon the one who alone can favor a change of your thinking and your will through the supply of strength. Who alone gives your will the strength to separate you from everything that belongs to my adversary and to strive towards me alone. But before the end of this earth people lack living faith in their divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. For people are devoid of all love. Even though everyone carries the spark of love within himself and only needs to ignite it. And much hardship is necessary for individuals to be inspired by such to practice neighborly love. Great adversity can still bring about a thawing of people's hearts, that they put aside their own desires and help others. And then they will feel a strength within themselves which will help them to ascend, as long as they are of good will and do not stifle the flame of love within themselves which is broken through the ice of the heart. Adversity could still become a blessing for many people, and it is used as a last resort for those who don't pay attention to my word. Which so clearly shows them the path upwards that they should find it if only they would accept my word. But there is no other way to help them than through my word if they don't want to listen. And therefore my voice will once again sound loud and audible to people who close their ears to the quiet voice. But nevertheless their will remain free. For my loud voice can also fall flat onto their ears and remain without effect. Amen.